All right, guys, so it's been a while since I last talked to you guys, and I don't know, I'm checking back in with you today. I actually want to do a love talk episode because I feel like this is just something that I need to talk about. I think sometimes we want love so bad, we want all these things so bad that we don't look at the bigger picture. Like, are we ready for love? Are we mentally prepared for it? Is it right for us and things like that? So last night I watched a really good movie. It was called Always a Bridesmaid. It's on Netflix, so check that out if you haven't. On Netflix, it's really good. I'm not going to tell you what it's about because I want you guys to figure it out and watch it yourself. But yesterday was just weird. So yesterday, my friend, you know, the guy I talked to, he came over and he brought his 7-year-old daughter. I had never met his daughter before. He met my daughter. I hadn't met any of his kids yet. So I met her. And I'm going to say I don't think it went well. Not because it was anything she did, but I think it was just all me. I was so, like, distracted by everything going on. I was so just not focused on really having a conversation with her because I didn't even know she was coming. He kind of surprised me. And I didn't really say much to her. And we took the kids to the park. We took my daughter and his daughter to the park. And he was upset with me because he felt like I didn't talk to his daughter enough. He felt like I wasn't trying to have a bond or a connection with her. And he told me, he said, you know what? He said, I don't think you're ready to be around my kids yet. He said, so until I feel like you're ready, I'm not going to bring my kids around you for a while. And I said to him, that's not fair. You're basing it all for one day because I didn't really give you the reaction you wanted. And he said to me, you know, I told him I made a mistake and I apologized. And he said to me, I understand that. But he said, I'm just going to wait until I think you're ready. When he told me some of the things that his daughter said, it made me cry because my intention was never to make his daughter feel uncomfortable or make her feel like I didn't want to get to know her or anything. You know, I had no ill or bad intentions toward her. I wanted to get to know his kids and just like he gets to know my daughter. So that kind of broke my heart because she felt away. And when she got home, she told her aunt, which is his sister, like she didn't even talk to me. She told her aunt, she was like, she didn't even speak to me. So I felt bad because she felt like I didn't really talk to her enough or whatever. So that thing has been eating me away all day because I'm sitting here thinking like I've waited my whole life to want to fall in love, to have kids and have all these things happen. But at the same time, what if I'm not ready for love? What if I'm not ready to be anything? What if I want this so bad, but I'm still not ready for it? You know, it just makes me question everything. Like, I don't know how to feel. And then, I mean, I couldn't really say anything in the text when he told me this besides, I just said, okay, because what can I say? You know, it's his decision. He's clearly, you know, made up his mind. He clearly knows what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do. And it's his kid, so he has that right to make that decision. And I feel like only thing that I could say to myself was, Sherelle, you could have just did some things different. And I could have, you know, but in that moment, I wasn't looking at it that way. But now looking back, I'm like, darn, Sherelle, like you should have did a lot of things differently because now you have this little girl thinking that you didn't even want to get to know her or that you didn't even care enough. And that's definitely not true at all. I definitely did want to get to know his daughter. I definitely did want to see where that relationship or bond could have went. But now I feel like I'm not going to get the opportunity until he feels like I'm ready. So I don't know, guys. I just don't know anymore. I feel broken down. Like, I was not trying to have my whole day ruined. I was not trying to have a day where I felt a type of way about certain situations. But then this situation happened and now I'm feeling a type of way because I feel like it's not what I wanted. Like, who would want a little girl at that to feel like someone just didn't like them or didn't care about them? Like, I don't want nobody to feel that way, period. So it bothers me to the core, because now I have this little girl who thinks that forever, for whatever reason, that I don't like her, when it's not true. And I keep thinking to myself, am I moving too fast? Because coming out of a 2-year relationship, he came out of a 4-year relationship, and he had been single for a year. I've been single for a couple months, and we just met each other, started talking, and I'm like, should I have waited? Should I have took my time? What could I have done differently? Because I feel bad. Because I feel like now I don't even know if what to think. I'm like, a part of me wants to pull away from him and just walk away, because I feel like, what are we doing? A part of me feels like no matter what I do, it's always going to be some kind of complaint. He's always going to feel away like I didn't do enough, or I didn't do more or something. So it's like, what can I do? Because it seems like no matter what I do, he looks at me and he's like, you know what? He'll give me that look like, you know, I'm upset with you, or you did this or you did that. And it's just like, well, what more could I have done, or could I have not done? Because I feel like I said, no matter what I do, something's always going to be, you know, not enough. So I'm sitting here and I'm just like, I feel horrible, clearly. But it's like, what can I do at this point? What can I say? I feel like, I don't know. And I care about him and I love him and I want us to be this perfect couple, and I want us to do all these things. And I keep telling him I want commitment, and I keep telling him I'm ready for us to go to the next level. Because right now we're just, like I said, we're just in the talking stage. We're really good friends. We're trying to figure out when we should take the next step. And I told him yesterday, I said, I'm ready to commit. I'm ready to fully have a title. Like, I don't want to just be your friend. I want to be your girlfriend, because we already act like a couple. We kiss, we hug, we do everything couples do. We just don't have that title. And I was just like, what are we doing? But then when I sit here today and I'm talking to you guys and I'm really thinking about it, I'm like, maybe I'm not ready for that type of commitment yet. Maybe I'm just not ready. I don't know. Maybe I want to get married. I want all these things. But what if I'm just not ready for that yet? Because I still need to work on myself some more. And I still need to figure out what Sherelle needs to do for Sherelle. And that's what I need to focus on, instead of focusing on trying to be instead of focusing on trying to be like, I don't even, can't get the words out. I guess instead of focusing on trying to be like, trying to be ready for something that I'm not. So I don't know what to think anymore. I'm just sitting here like, do I walk away from the situation? You know, do I keep pushing, because I do see a future and I do actually want a relationship with his daughter? I just don't know what to do, guys. I feel like I blew it yesterday. I feel horrible, but I also feel like I don't know what else I can do to fix anything anymore. I'm like tired. I literally just had to bury my grandma tomorrow because she passed away last Sunday. I literally have to worry about my job, which I don't go back to work till Wednesday because I had to talk to my boss about that because of my grandmother's death. But I have all these things going on around me. And I don't know. You know, when you're growing up and you're a kid, especially us girls, we always dream about the day we're going to get married and have kids and have this happy ending. And I've dreamed about that since I was a little girl. I've always wanted that. I've always seen people at weddings and went to people's weddings, and I've always looked at my friends and people who got engaged and married, and I always thought, man, when is that gonna be me? When is that gonna be me? I want that. I'm ready. But it's like, am I really ready, or is it just something that I thought I was ready for? What if he's not the one? What if this whole thing has just been a mistake. I don't know, guys. I really don't know. I'm really just trying to figure it out. And I don't want to base it off one thing that happened yesterday, but I don't know what else I could do differently. I don't know how to fix anything anymore. You know, I went from being so broken a few months ago to feeling better to now looking at myself and being like, was it even enough? I don't know. I thought I was fixed. I thought I was better. I thought I was making progress. But then it's like something like yesterday happens. And then some of these things that keep happening keep making me think that I'm still not good enough, that I'm not worthy of love, that I'm never going to get married, that I'm never going to have the happy ending, and that it's just all been this fantasy. Like, everything that I've done thus far, everything I've put into this relationship with him is just means nothing. That's how it starts to feel, because you start to, like, psych yourself out because you don't feel good enough. You feel like no matter what you do, it's never going to be enough. You feel like you've been waiting for something your whole life, but you're not even sure about it anymore. You're not even sure it's going to happen. You're not even sure that who you are is good enough. Like, you start second guessing everything. You start looking in the mirror and you start thinking to yourself, like, it's just not enough. You're not good enough. I mean, I'm 31 years old. Like, I turned 31 Saturday. But I start to think that if I'm 31, who's to say I'm going to get married? Because I'm getting older, you know? I feel like if it doesn't happen now, it's not going to happen. I'm just going to be like the old lady who lives with the cats in the house. And that's that, you know? I mean, he's younger than me. He's 28. Yeah. And by the way, he doesn't care about my age. He never did. He doesn't really care. And I'm 31. And, you know, we talk about marriage all the time. We talk about the things we both want, but sometimes I don't even feel like I'm good enough for him. I don't even feel like I'm worthy of him. I don't feel like I'm enough, you know? Because I want him to be with someone who makes him genuinely happy. And I feel like if I'm not that girl, then I want him to find better. You know, I want him to be with someone that makes him laugh. You know, that finishes his sentences and all these things. And I was watching that movie last night, and I'll talk about the scene. The movie, again, is Always a Bridesmaid, and it's on Netflix. And I'll say check it out again. But in the scene, the guy in the movie, he calls his ex, and he says to her, "Why didn't you marry me? Why didn't you say yes when I asked you to marry me?" And she paused, and she said to him, "It wasn't right." She said, "I wasn't the one for you." She said, "You deserve better. Someone that can finish your sentences. Someone that can, you know, make you happy. You know, someone that's the right person for you." And she knew she wasn't it. And when I think about a lot of my past relationships, they weren't the one. You know, and I think about falling in love, and when you meet someone and it's real and it's genuine, and you know it's genuine, you know it's real, and you fall in love with that person. And that's all I've really ever wanted. Someone to be the one. Someone to marry me. Someone to love my daughter. You know, maybe I'm just asking for too much. I don't know. But, I don't know, guys. I don't know. So it's like, here I am thinking that, you know, love doesn't exist. I don't even believe it. I don't know, guys. I don't believe love exists. I just don't know. It's like, I want to believe in love. I want to believe that it's real, but I don't know anymore. And I'm not even sure where me and him go from here. I'm not sure if I should, like, walk away from him. I'm not sure if he feels like he should walk away from me. Or, like, we should just... I don't know what to do anymore, guys. For me, I'm just tired of, you know, going back and forth trying to figure it out. I don't want to have to keep sitting here wondering if somebody's the one, wondering if it's right, wondering if I should be doing something different or if I should have said something different or what could I have done. Like, I know where my heart is. My heart is pure. I know what I want. I know I would never disrespect anybody's family or their kid because I love pretty much everybody. And I'm trying to be better, a better person all around. Like, I'm really trying to change myself for the better. I don't want to argue with people or have disagreements or anything like that. My grandmother passed. I'm trying to be better for her and for all of my grandparents since they're now in heaven. I'm trying to be just a better person. And, you know, I don't know anymore. I'm not telling you guys to give up on love. I'm not telling you guys that the one for you isn't out there. Because I'm sure the one for you is out there. What I'm saying is that if you feel like you need to work on yourself, then work on yourself. Do it for you, nobody else. If you feel like in your heart of hearts that the best thing for you to do is focus on you, then I want you to do that wholeheartedly. And if that person that you're talking to or dating cannot wait for you to fix yourself, then they're not the one for you. Because the right person for you would say, hey, I know you're working on yourself right now, so I'm going to wait for you. I'll be here when you're ready. You know, and that's what the right person would do. If you feel like you're in a situation and you know how you feel about the person, but you're not really sure anymore where to go and you're at a dead end, just try to figure it out like I'm doing right now. Try to figure it out. Try not to stress too much about it, but definitely take time for you. And even probably let that person know how you're feeling so they can just have a heads up. But don't beat yourself up about it. You know, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel all these things because we all want the happy ending. We all want the white picket fence. You know, everybody dreams and envisions that. And it's okay to feel. It's okay to cry. I've cried a lot this morning because I just wasn't even sure of what's going to happen next. I'm not really sure where to go from here, guys. I really don't know where to go from here. And I wish I had all the answers. And I wish I knew, like, what was going to happen next between me and him. But I'm quite frankly, I'm tired. Because I feel like I keep coming to this place where everything's great. And then all of a sudden, you hit a speed bump or you hit a stop sign. Or you realize there's another car in front of you and you got to slow down. And it's just like, why do I keep getting to this spot? I feel like I'm getting far and then something just blocks me. It's like a roadblock. And it gets tiring. And I keep getting back to this place and I'm just like, Sherelle, why are you still coming back to this place? So it's like, is that God trying to tell me I need to slow down more with him? Is that God trying to tell me that he's the one, he's not the one? I don't know what God is trying to tell me, but I do know that the best thing I can do for me, sorry about my throat, my voice keeps going out, guys, but the best thing I can do for me right now is just to take time and focus on myself for a second. Everything in life is a learning experience. And I'm blessed that I met him. I'm blessed that we connected. I'm blessed that we had the great relationship that I think me and him do have. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be as connected as I was before. Just because I feel like a part of me just wants to pull away and just focus on myself for a while. Because I feel like I really need to figure out, is this what I really want? Is this it? Do I need to just focus on myself? I need to prepare myself. You know, I think people think about marriage and we think, oh, we're going to run down the aisle and we're going to get married and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And it's like, we don't even stop to realize that you have to pretty much prepare yourself for a relationship. You got to be prepared to be in a relationship. You got to be prepared to be in a friendship. You got to be prepared to be in a marriage, because marriage is a serious deal. It's not just something you just jump into. You got to go through a whole divorce if you decide to break up or whatever. It's not just, oh, I'm breaking up with you, I'm done. Like, you're like literally in a sense, I don't want to say you're in a contract, but it's literally kind of like you're binded to that person until you get that divorce. So it's, for me, it's like, I want to know in my heart of hearts that I'm ready when I get married. I want to know that when I get married and walk down the aisle that I love myself enough at that time, that I love that person enough, that I'm where I want to be in my life, and that I've changed and made all the changes I need to make for me, and that I'm fully ready. I'm not the insecure girl worried about if you're talking to another female. I'm not the girl that's still second-guessing or questioning stuff. I want to know when I walk down the aisle that all that is behind me. My past is behind me. Everything. That I'm better for that person and for myself. So it does put things into perspective, because in a sense, maybe yesterday needed to happen. Because even, honestly, when my grandma died, I had started to pull away a little bit. I kind of noticed that my feelings were still strong, but they were kind of like backing up a little bit, because I was like, darn, I just lost my grandma. And I was like, you know what? I don't know, guys. But, and then after yesterday and then today, I was just like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. And I feel like maybe his feelings have changed towards me too, because he feels a way about the daughter situation and about some other stuff that me and him have talked about. I don't know. But with all that being said, you know, all I can do at this point is move forward. I can't dwell on what I did or didn't do. I can't cry about spilt milk. You know, I can't beat myself up too much for mistakes that I've made that I'm not happy about, you know. So I don't know what the biggest advice or lesson I can give you guys out of this episode, or if you take anything at all from it. But what I can say is, like I told you guys, just take a lot of time to focus on you, because you are the main important person in your life. You have to make sure you're good before you can be good for anybody else. And I'm learning that. I'm learning that from all the things that I've been dealing with lately. I'm learning that just from talking to you guys. Like I said, you guys teach me stuff too, whether you realize it or not, when I talk to you guys. Love is important, and everyone needs love. Whether it be from a lover, whether it be from a family member, a friend, or whomever. But we all need to feel some kind of love. Even a love from a stranger, you know, just random stranger giving us love or whatever. But I don't know, guys. I'm just ready to just, like, I don't know, move forward, I guess. I don't know what's going to happen between me and him from here. I really don't know. But I'm no longer going to rush it. I'm no longer going to feel like I have to be married at this set amount. I have to be in this relationship at this set time. You know, and I'm like I tell you guys, I don't believe in time limits. If you love someone, you love someone. You get married, you get married. I don't ever put a time limit on anything. But at the same time, in this situation, I'm not necessarily time limiting myself. But I am saying to myself, Sherelle, it's okay if you don't get married by this year. Doesn't mean you're not gonna get married. It's okay if you and him don't get into a relationship by the end of the summer or by sometime by the end of this year. I don't have to time limit everything and feel like it has to all be done at a certain time. It doesn't change anything, you know. And from here on out, I definitely will be more aware of the things that I do and not do, and things that I say and don't say. And I definitely will realize that my actions do speak a whole lot for me. And I definitely, moving forward, I definitely will slow down a bit. I may pull back a little bit from him, not because of I'm losing feelings, but because I need to focus on me. I need to love me more. I need to make sure that I'm good before I can be good for anyone else. And that's the biggest lesson that I'm taking away from this whole thing, is that it's time for me to focus on Sherelle. When my mom had told me this, my therapist told me that, they both said, Sherelle, focus on you. And I feel like that's something that I didn't do. I didn't do it because I didn't listen, because I was hard-headed and I thought that, oh, I don't have to do that. I can just go back to dating and everything will be great. So the biggest thing I'm taking from this is just focusing more on myself and allowing myself to make some mistakes along the way and saying that it's okay because people do make mistakes. It doesn't take away from who I am as a person. I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode, actually. I think this is Love Talk Part 4, I think. And I think I'll title it, Don't Be in Such a Rush or something like that. But, I don't know, guys. But, thanks for listening, though. Because I really wanted to talk about this. I thought about it when I woke up. I thought about you guys. And I said, you know what? I haven't talked to them in a while because I had so much going on with the death of my grandmother. But I really wanted to come to you guys and do a love talk because I felt like this was heavy on my heart. And it just made me realize a lot. Because I would go through spells where I literally would be like, if me and him didn't talk, I'd be sad, depressed, wonder where he is, wonder if he's okay. And I still probably would feel that way, but not as much. Because I feel like as much as me and him can want to be together, as much as me and him can want this to work, as much as me and him can want it, we're not going to work out if we're both not mentally there yet. We're not going to work out if God is not the center of our relationship. We're not going to work out if we both have if we're on two different pages. Like, it's important for me that I know that I'm strong enough and that I'm ready enough when the time comes. And it's important for me to know that he's the same way. And that's what I plan on doing, guys. I'm just going to work on myself, try to figure things out, love myself, and that's all I can do. I mean, like I said, I've made some mistakes. I know I'm not the only person out there that's messing with kids and freaked out. Because at the end of the day, you can't prepare yourself for meeting somebody's kids. It's just something that happens, and it was a mistake on my part. You know, if I could go back in time and I could go back to yesterday, I'd rewind time, and I would have definitely handled that situation differently. But what's done is done. I can't beat myself up about it all day. I cried about it this morning because I was just sad that she felt that way. I was sad that he felt away. And, you know, I thought to myself, I can't spend a whole day being depressed and sad over a mistake that I made and that I truly, truly apologize for and that I feel really bad about. But, like I said, it just made me think about some of the things that I need to work on before I fully commit to him. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just focus on being better and things like that. Not stressing so much over things that are out of my control. I believe in love and I believe love is out there for me. Even though at some points I struggle with it where I think like, oh, it's never going to happen. I'm never going to get married. Nothing. I still have that a little bit of that in my head too. But at the same time, I feel like if me and Daryl are meant to be, it will be. And if not, then we're not meant to be. But that's between, only God knows that. No, I can't control that no more. You know, I've done everything I can to try to make sure that me and him are good. No matter what happens between me and him, I always make sure I try to fix it. Always try to make things right. And I probably will continue to be that person because that's just who I am. I don't like to go to bed knowing somebody's mad at me. But it is what it is. You know, I'm going to just take this time for myself. And that's all I really can do. But yeah, I'm going to take the next couple of days to focus on myself. I'm just going to focus on me, do me, make sure that I'm happy, make sure that I'm being a good mom and just focusing on myself for a while. That's something I should have been done. I should have been focusing on myself. And I didn't do that. And now it's time for me to do that. So that's what I'm going to do. All right, guys. Peace and love. I got to end this because I got to go wash my hair. Then I got to go rebraid my hair. So that's going to take about half the day. So I will talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.